I mean, look back at Britney Spears and you look at her clothes and you say, no wonder she's so lost right now. Think about that. Now, I'm not saying she didn't have pressure that I don't understand on her. That's not what I'm saying at all. But she didn't have a support group, did she? She had no one, obviously, that she could lean on, that she truly trusted. But anyway, youth and young adults, you have got to be superheroes in Christ this day and age. And I pray for you every day, more than once sometimes, just keeping you at the forefront of my mind because of what you're going through. And, you know, this temptation idea, has anybody ever been offered a really sour piece of candy? Anybody? What happens in your mouth? Matter of fact, it's happening right now just with me talking about it. What happens in your mouth when people offer you a really sour piece of candy? Kind of... Your spit glands start working, your tongue starts aching, right? Yeah, even if you really don't want one, boy, that really works on you. Well, that's what temptation is about. There are things that we are offered on TV. Just the glimpse of it is an offering. And our imaginations are much worse than reality. I'll tell you that right now. And our imaginations grab a hold of that. And it's like that being offered that sour piece of candy. Our mouths start watering for that. And see, as youth, I'm sorry, youth, but you don't have the mental capacity and experience yet in your life to resist stuff like that. And that's not an excuse in my book. I'm saying us adults, shame on us. Shame on us. I got to move on. All right. So, youth, you have a moral and ethical hurdle caused by former generations. It's going to be difficult to ever overcome. But according to studies that are out there, if anyone can do it, y'all can. My Oklahoma history is coming out. Y'all. All y'all, you can do it. All right? Teens, a moral and ethical hurdle. And I'm praying for you every day. And us adults, you know, I'm sorry. Over the last few years, we've been living a life with our heads stuck somewhere where the sun don't shine. And we're making it hard on these kids. We are. And if you're a parent, I hope you're considerably concerned about the world that we have created for these youth and young adults. I really do. All right, I have some scripture that I want you to have access to before I close today. First, James 1. James 1. If you could turn with me to James 1. Begin with verse 12. Blessed is anyone who endures temptation. Such a one has stood the test and will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love Him. No one, when tempted, should say, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, and God Himself tempts no one. But one is tempted by one's own desire, being lured and enticed by it. When that desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And that sin, when it's fully grown, gives birth to death. Do not be deceived, my beloved. Do not be deceived. You know, that's that lure and enticed, being tempted by desire. And when you act upon it, it is conceived. When you act upon it, it is conceived. And it gives birth to sin when it's fully grown. And oh boy, does it give birth to sin. And then death. Jesus says a similar thing in Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7, turn with me please. Mark, the beginning of the New Testament. Mark chapter 7, beginning with verse 14. Then Jesus called the crowd again and said to them, listen to me, all of you, and understand there is nothing outside of a person that by going in can defile. You hear that? Nothing outside of a person that by going in can defile. But the things that come out are what defile. When he had left the crowd and entered the house, his disciples asked him about the parable. He said to them, then do you also fail to understand? Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from the outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart but the stomach and goes out to the sewer? He's talking about food there. And he said, it is what comes out of a person that defiles. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come. Fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil come from within, and they defile a person.